Hello, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick. The 9th of October this year marked 50 years since the death of Pius XII. And over the past weeks, I've been speaking to the relator of the cause for the beatification of this 20th century Pope. He's Jesuit, Father Peter Gumpel, who's already told us when the beatification process started, where we're at today, and how hard it was to decipher a wartime pontificate. Today I ask him my final question, but I won't give too much away right now. Stay tuned. The whole process was viewed by many as controversial to start with, both among Catholics and Jews, some Catholics and Jews. Would you say the sense of general consensus, particularly among the Jews, after many years of outright conflict, if I can say that, is emerging?
First of all, you are perfectly right. There have been some Catholics. You qualified it. You just didn't say Catholics, but some Catholics. And who are they? There are lapsed priests. Even one other priest has been excommunicated. There are former lapsed seminarians. And there are some Catholics also who do not really practice their faith. You call a Catholic a person who has been baptized in the Roman Catholic Church. That doesn't mean that all of them are practicing. You have Catholics of all sorts. Just as with regard to nations, I've always been utterly opposed to collective judgment. All Germans, all Italians, all Americans, all these generalizing and global judgments are always wrong. Having lived and been educated in six different countries, I think I am entitled to say this. You see, every people has good qualities. Every people also has some things that are dangerous and less laudable. And that applies also to religious communities, to all religious communities, the Roman Catholic Church included. With regard to other people, I want to say that the Roman Catholic Church always, during its entire life, has had opposition. And in the period that we are discussing here, the opposition came not only from fascism, National Socialism, therefore the Nazis, and from communists, etc., but also from large sections of free-thinking, the Freemasons, atheists, radicals, etc., etc. This is a common experience that pervades the entire history of the Roman Catholic Church. With regard to the Jews, you have a very curious phenomenon. As long as Pope Pius XII lived, the Jews spoke to him with highest praise. When he died, the political authorities of the State of Israel gave unstinted praise to him, and the Prime Minister, Moshe Aret, came explicitly over to Rome to say, one of my first tasks is to thank you for all that you have done for the Jews. The, at that time, Foreign Minister and later Prime Minister of the State of Israel, Golda Meir, came out with glowing testimony in praise of Pius XII, etc., etc. It was only in years later that the situation has changed. And now here again, you cannot speak about the Jews. There is nothing like the Jews. The Jews are divided on many issues, not only political issues, moral issues, but also on the question of Pope Pius XII and his course of beatification and canonization. And it is an interesting fact to note that she had a meeting here in Rome, a symposium that lasted 3 full days, in which there were a number of Catholic scholars who answered questions, gave short introductions of the real situation, and answered then on the third day a whole long period of questions and answers. And I must say I was impressed by the fact of the honesty of these people, of the sincere desire to know about the truth, and many of them said in public and also said in private to me that there are things that we never heard about. And this is true, because the media, generally speaking, in the United States, and not only in the United States, are not very favorable to the Roman Catholic Church. They give a lot of space and time to anything that is against the Roman Catholic Church, against the papacy, the present pope not excluded, John Paul II not excluded. This has been a common experience, but there are many Jews who are very honest people, knowledgeable people, who want to know what really went on. And then they say, we do not agree that certain sections in the Jewish community all over the world attack Pius XII. After all, he did more than anybody at that period to save Jewish lives. And we know that he saved hundreds of thousands of Jewish lives, in not only in Germany, here in Italy, but in various countries. So one has to be very careful in assessment what is really going to happen. And we are now waiting and see whether this symposium has effect. The first information coming to me daily from the United States, from my collaborators, is that the effect of this symposium is strong. And we will have to see, of course, whether it will last, whether things are going to change or not. That is in the future. It is too early to say anything about that.
You were listening there to the relator of the cause for the beatification of Pope Pius XII. Jesuit Father Peter Gumpel, marking the final part in a series which can be found on our website at www.vaticanradio.org. Thanks for listening. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.